Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 1 is the text for our meditation this morning. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to have had suffered grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is the word of our Lord. In the name of our risen and ascended Savior, your fellow redeemed, why are we here? If we're here to celebrate the man, guess what? He's not in the building. He's not seated with us right now. Which is probably a good point to make. Because even though at most retirements we're looking to elevate a man, that's not the case today. We elevate the message that the man proclaims. Making sure my microphone is on now that it is. Retirements can be a happy occasion, especially for the gentleman or lady who is retiring. Retirements can be a sad occasion for the congregation who will miss the pastor and possibly also looking at, that's going to be a long vacancy with only one guy. And retirements can be a time of reflection. Thank goodness you already had the gathering down there, because I don't know Pastor Wagner as well as all of you, and certainly not the individuals who got up to speak. Yes, I'm a friend. I serve as the Hispanic Outreach Consultant for the Board for Home Missions, which means that as long as he was involved in District Mission Board work, I tried to consult with him. Often, instead of me giving him counsel, he was giving me counsel. The truth is, I don't even know how he takes his coffee. You know more about him than I do in one respect. But the truth is, we all celebrate today about the message that this individual has brought to us here for the last 25 plus years. And that message gives us the opportunity to simply say, praise God for the salvation of our souls. That's the message that he brought from God's word faithfully for so many years. And in that message, he pointed us to the inheritance that is ours. He stood by us in the trials that afflicted us. And he celebrates, notice, I didn't say past tense, celebrates the joy that we have in Christ. Praise God for the salvation of our souls. That's what Peter says. He says, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you might expect a pastor, as someone who writes in the Scriptures, to immediately point to God, and that would be the proper expectation. Because a pastor who points to himself can only point to the true sinful nature that he shares with all of us. The sinful nature that leads us to do dumb things. The sinful nature that leads us to take our eyes off of the prize and focus on the here and now. In fact, it is said that perhaps one of the most difficult tasks that a pastor has in front of us is to keep us focused on heaven. After all, heaven is far, far away to most of us. Yes, I understand that as we are going through that last couple of hours in this veil of tears, we're well aware of where heaven is and where our inheritance is. But for the most part, that's not how we pass our lives. No, we like the instantaneous, the here and now. Amazon Prime, 2 days, you'll get it. You want something faster? Domino's Pizza, 30 minutes or less, even in Grafton, right? And yet, the message from Peter that is repeated over and over again, in his great mercy has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. Lifting up our eyes and focusing them on what is to come is what you and I have because of the faithful work of Pastor Wagner. Through the times that I sat in what I guess now is his dark and dreary office, didn't know that before then, I didn't realize that. The times I sat with him, we always lifted each other's eyes up to that inheritance. Yes, there were times when we proclaimed the sin that we had committed. And then we declared the forgiveness that we had in God. And then we looked to the task in front of us. The task of continuing to take that inheritance and putting it out in front of people, individually, in this congregation, and throughout this district as a district mission board chairman, including even those individuals who may not always act and talk the same way that we do. I was reminded again today of how active Pastor had been in the Jesus Cares ministry, which is not too different from the work that he did with me in the Spanish community. Oftentimes, a phone call would come, not too late, thank you, Pastor, in which he would say, "This has come up at this mission. It's in Spanish. What do we do?" And I would say, "I don't know. Let's talk about it." And he had 3 such missions in this district. Because the bottom line, the deep desire, and the need was to lift up that inheritance. An inheritance does not spoil, fade, or perish, unlike the things that are in this world. It's often at a time like this when we want to reflect back and look at growth that Pastor caused. New buildings, new numbers, new opportunities. And yet I remember a conversation that he and I had that was not about growth. It was about water in a basement and boxes and books that had been spoiled after a little bit of rain. When we, led by faithful pastors, lift up our eyes to the inheritance that is to come, then we see Jesus. We see his perfect life obeying every single commandment and following the perfect will of God, which we cannot do. We see his death on the cross, which through the shedding of that blood gives us the forgiveness of sins. And we see the hope in an empty tomb, an empty grave. We see the hope, the resurrection, that because Jesus lives and was raised from the dead, so will I. That inheritance needs to be in front of everyone. And Pastor Wagner confessed, and proclaimed that inheritance day after day, especially when it got tough. The Apostle Peter writes in the first century, just as persecutions are starting in the new Christian world, and he says, "This inheritance is kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In all this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials." Unfortunately, that's where you and I often focus our attention. When we are hurt, when we are struggling, when our children are not listening or obeying, when our parents don't want to make that next logical choice and give up the keys to their car. In that struggle and all other personal struggles and temptations and trials, Pastor Wagner was there, standing next to you, often, not just with a word of comfort from the gospel, but also an arm around you to hold you and keep you focused on the inheritance that doesn't spoil or perish or fade. Because he knows, I know, he knows, we all know that the consequences of sin in this life are, forget many, continuous. Sometimes even making it difficult for us to consider getting out of bed in the morning. And it's only when we're able to lift our eyes to that inheritance and know that someone is not just walking alongside of us, but actively praying for us, as the Bible says, continuously, ceaselessly praying, then we are able, through that power in God's Word, to get up, to face that trial, to walk through it, and keep our eyes on that prize, and eventually find that joy. Peter says, "Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy." I know that Pastor Wagner stood here, stood there, sat back there, stood other places, sat with you at your kitchen tables, all with a joy in his heart. You can sometimes see it on his face. Actually, you almost always see it on his face, because it stems from his heart. A joy that was given to him way back when on the plains of Nebraska, when through some water and some word, a pastor told his parents that this child is now a member of God's family. It's a joy that he willingly and graciously shared with you every time you walked to the altar and received Christ's body and blood. For what? For the forgiveness of your sins, for the strengthening of your faith, so that you can feel that joy. And even though you and I can say with Peter, yeah, I don't see Jesus now, we see the under Jesus. We see the under shepherd. We see the one who takes those very words of Christ and brings them to you, patiently shares them, willingly listens to questions, all with the point of showing you that inheritance, walking you through those trials, and experiencing that joy with you. That's why we can celebrate today. Yeah, we'll shed a few tears. That's okay. But the truth is, this is a joyful day. Because we give thanks for what God has done through him. And we know that it's not goodbye. In fact, I'm going to share something with you that once upon a time I shared with him. There is a unique Spanish word called mañana. Mañana has three meanings. Mañana means morning. En la mañana, I get up. Mañana means tomorrow. Mañana will be Monday. Mañana in Latin America also means sometime in the future. It can be tomorrow in the morning. It can be 20 years down the road. It doesn't make a difference. That's why today we can all look at Pastor Wagner and we can say, hasta mañana. Because it could be tomorrow. It could be in the morning. It could be sometime in the future. It could be when we're all joined together in heaven at that inheritance that doesn't perish, spoil, or fade. But regardless of what it is and when it is, today is not goodbye. It's just hasta mañana. Because we celebrate and we praise God for the salvation of our souls. Let's say that together. Praise God for the salvation of our souls. One more time. Praise God for the salvation of our souls. Amen.